Good morning. Welcome to AMP. This morning, we will start our Bible reading. We still continue on Psalm 119. Today, we will read from verse 145, 145 to 152. Okay. Hear the word of God. I cried with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cry to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. I raise before down and cry for help. I wait for your word. My eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinance. Those who follow after weakness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Of all I have known from your testimony, that you have founded them forever. Let's pray. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a beautiful day that you have given to us. It is a time that we sit down and we meditate your word. We want to digest it, and we know that spiritual food will come upon us. We pray that Holy Spirit lead us to know more about these verses so that we can use it to win the battle. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I give this poem title is Win the Battle. Yeah. Everybody want to win the battle. We see how strong all Olympic athletes, they really want to win the battle. Last night, I watch relay recording about men 100 meter sprint. Yeah, I saw around 10 people want to win the battle, and finally the Italian win the race only because his head moved forward before other people. So powerful. 9.80 second, yeah. I can do 9.80 second, but only in 10 meter, not in 100 meter. So, win the battle. Okay, why I say this poem? I give the title "Win the Battle." If you come with me and then see again this poem only 8 verses, but we can see 3 words, same word, called "cry," yeah. I cry with my heart, and then I cry to you, and then finally on verse 147, cry for help. 3 times cry, yeah. 3 times cry. Oh God, yeah. So we must see that the psalmist in very difficult situation. That's why he said 3 times in crying. I don't know in your experience. How many times you cry? How many times you are in very, very difficult situation? I know I have one time that I cry a lot. It is around 12 and a half years ago when the first time I came to Hong Kong, and then I settled everything to start ministry, and then Mimi, Samuel, and Cardia will come after they graduate the elementary school. But at that time, Samuel got a fever, dengue, on the day that he must go for exam. And then, as you know, that dengue fever in Indonesia is quite dangerous. Yeah. So we only have 2 options: cancel the exam, or go to the exam with a very weak body. And I cry a lot. Cry on daytime, cry on nighttime. And finally, I need to make a decision. Then we make decision, Samuel, you go to take exam. The first day, Samuel go to take exam. Yeah. The second day, he was bleeding. Then Mimi called me again. What should we do now? Then I said, go ahead. We will win the battle. And then the third day, he went to the school to take the exam. And then after that, what should we do? Bring him go to hospital after 3 days. And then after 3 days, when the doctor see Samuel, and then the doctor said, the critical time is already passed. Thanks God. We cry a lot. We ask God to help us. And then at the midnight when I cry, I say, God, I don't want to sleep before you give me the answer. And then I don't know who texts me. And then when I wake up, I didn't see the text again. That text, that message make me can sleep. Then I believe I got miracle in this difficult time. So brothers and sisters, Samlis cried 3 times. He really in very, very difficult time. But then, he do when he is in difficult time, if we go back to the text, then we can see that, I cry with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. Hear me, O Lord. And then 1:4-6, I cry to you, save me, Lord. 1:4-9, hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Brothers and sisters, hear me or answer me, save me, hear my voice according to your loving kindness. So this 3 sentence is praying sentence. In prayer, we always say, answer me, Lord. Hear me, Lord. And save me, Lord. So I can say that in the midst of difficult time, the psalm come to God and the psalm pray to God. Yeah, pray to God. If you want to win the battle, then you need to pray to God. The history of the Bible from Old Testament to New Testament is the history of winning the battle. For example, let's see Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, verse 10. Joshua did as Moses told and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. What they are doing on the top of the hill, they praying to God. Yeah, yeah. They really in the midst of difficult time. You know, brothers and sisters, Israel just about come out from Egypt. Yeah, and then in the midst of their journey, these Amalek people come to want to attack them. You can imagine, they just come out from Egypt. So they don't have strong army. Yeah, they don't have strong army. And then usually they line up with, they have structure when they line up. First of all, strong men in the front. And then weak men, women, and children at the back. And then these Amalek people attack them from the back. Yeah, attack them from the back. So they're so cheating. Yeah, they attack from the back, and then they are in very, very difficult situation. In this difficult situation, Joshua led the strong men to fight with Amalek, but Moses go to the hill and then pray to God. Pray to God. Finally, they win the battle. David win the battle because he pray. Elisha win the battle because he pray. Jesus win the battle because he pray. Paul win the battle because he pray. No wonder James said we need to pray, because by praying we win the battle. When we pray, we give up, and then God show His hand to help us. This is number one. Number two, brothers and sisters, we go back to Psalm. On verse 1:4-5, I will observe your status. I will observe your status. Or we can see, I will keep your status. In the midst of difficulties, the psalmist still say, I will keep your status. There is no point of winning without keep God's word. Yeah. When I make this statement, I remember three young boy said to Nebuchadnezzar on Daniel chapter 3. Yeah. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and He will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even He does not, let it be known to you, king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Real answer. There is no point of winning without keeping God's word. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego teach us how to do in difficult situation. As you know, brothers and sisters, sometimes we only have two options. Keep the problem, keep the word with the problem, or throw away, and maybe it seems you have no problem. But the psalm teaches us. Of course, he cried out. But in the midst of he cry, he say, I will keep your status. The third point, we go back to Psalm. We see 1:4-8. My eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Brothers and sisters, he strengthened himself by meditate on your word. When we have problem, our spiritual body become weak. Yeah. And then usually the enemy come. They blow few words to make us leave the God. We need power. We need power. And then the power must touch our heart first. From our hearts, go to our mind, and then go to our hand and leg. Yeah. The only power that can strengthen our heart is God. And then God give His power to us through the word of God. Remember how Joshua, yeah, get the first from God. We see from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and so that you may be careful to do according to all it's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Brothers and sisters, if you read these all verses from the first one to till the first nine, you can see that Joshua already changed. Yeah. On the book of Exodus, Joshua still young, and he want to fight. And then now Moses is already died. God choose Joshua to lead the Israel. I think at that time Joshua is about 60 maybe, yeah, 60 years old, because in Exodus he was about 20, and then after 40 years he becomes 60, yeah, 60, and then now God asks him to be a leader, and then Joshua after 40 years walk together with the Israel, he know what kind of nation this, yeah. Troublemaker, don't want to obey, and then also he know the problem in front of him, yeah. So he say, no, I don't want to be the leader. This problem is too big for me. That's why if you read carefully, God three times. Talk to Joshua, and then the tone is getting higher. For example, yeah, look at this on verse 6. Be strong and courageous. And then on verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. Yeah, same sentence but different. The first time, be strong, no worry, I will go with you. No, I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. It is too difficult. You choose other people. And then finally God say, be strong and courageous. And then finally God say, only if you meditate the word. And finally Joshua take this order. And then he was success at that time. Why? Because he meditate on God's word. Brothers and sisters, it's human. When we were in difficult situation, we want to come out from that difficult situation. And then we try to seek the answer of our problem. But the Bible told us, the first answer you need to get from God. How you get answer from God? By meditate the word. By meditate the word. Yeah. Jesus give us good example. After he was fasting and the enemy come out, then the enemy tempted Jesus. But Jesus has power, yeah, to kick out the enemy. Why? Because when he was fasting, he just meditate the word. So we cannot say no for the problem. Yeah. We cannot say no for the problem. Today there are a lot of problem. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of problem. Yeah. We have problem with the disease. We have problem with the finance. We have problem with climate change. We have problem, yeah, with our body. But one thing, if you want to win the battle, remember three things that the psalmist teach us. Pray, keep your status, and then the last point, meditate on your word day by day. I said day by day. Don't do like a snake. Yeah, you know, snake, they usually eat once a week or once 2 weeks. No, it's not enough for us meditate the word only once a week on Sunday worship. We need to meditate the word day by day. Only by day, morning time, before we start everything, come to God. God, speak to us. Inject my spiritual so that I have power to overcome every problem in front of us. May God bless us. It is a time for us to pray, to strengthen our spirit, and then to meditate the word. Cardia will lead us in worship. your problem. But we need to stand fast. We need to keep the word. To overcome your problem, we need power. That's why it is a good time for us to digest, to remember one or two verses in the Bible that can strengthen our spiritual. Don't focus on your problem, but bring your heart to focus to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're always with us in every part of our life. Of course, we can cry out because of the problem, but we also can be a winner because you walk with us. We see so many examples from the Bible. How Moses win the battle, how Joshua lead the Israel, how Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach, yeah, even in the place of the fire, they still want to keep the word. And finally, we see Jesus is our ultimate winner, all because keep your word. Thank you, Father. Yeah, thank you. This morning, we feel like we have a pure spiritual food from you. Enough for us to win the battle. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let us spend our time this morning. We continue pray for community who are in cancer. They run chemotherapy, yeah, surgery. We pray that God will give them power to overcome this problem. Let's pray together. Also pray for their spiritual salvation, yeah, in the midst of illness. We pray that God also open their heart so that they can receive Jesus Christ. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmities condition. We believe that every weakness in their body can be healed in Jesus' name. also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will lead them to find the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let's spend our time pray for mission. Today we pray for Pastor Sophia and Jungmi and Hanjin at SP Tokyo. We also pray for Kelly who serves at India. In Hong Kong, we pray for Angela. We pray for Oasis House, Pastor Jenny. Oh, let's pray together. Also pray for Mission Council. We pray that God will bless all the team in leading our church for mission. Let's pray together. Also pray for local outreach ministry. There is Igape, Humi, Freedom Bridge, Recreation, and SP Light. Let's pray for this ministry so that from this ministry we can bring people to know Him more and more. Let's pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray for Cadence to lead this ministry. pray for Friday night's gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, and GIC class. Let's pray together. Also pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will keep all mom, baby in good condition. Let's pray together. Certainly, they can see Jesus. Father, thank you for a good time that we can sit together and then pray for our church. We also pray for Sunday worship. We pray that you will bless all the ministers who serve you, worship leader, singer, musician, and especially preacher who preach on Sunday. You anoint him, Father. You anoint them so that they can lead us to worship you, Father. Thank you, Father. We put our hand, our life into your hand, and then please go with us. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice day. See you on Sunday.